Krishna consciousness, not only disturbance producing, but it is love producing. Not only justice, but it is the land of mercy. Land of love. Love means who compensates others' defect. That is love. Just by dedication, self-dedication, compensating others' defect. That is the land of love, that is the mercy, land of mercy. That is in Vrindavan, the deepest existence, the Krishna consciousness. And over that, we have to pass through Vaikuntha consciousness, that is of justice. And here, class and injustice in this Mayic world, Bhur Bhuvasva Mahajana Tamasam, Satyaluk, Brahmanda. Class of separate consciousness, separate interest. Class of separate interest. But passing through Brahmaluk, if we enter in Brahmaluk, it is equilibrium. Then passing through that, if we come Vaikuntha, the land of justice. Then again deeper, if we can make progress to go, we find Krishna consciousness, the land of divine love. There everyone is compensating others' defects, as if no defect really, but still the tendency there like that, love and the mercy. Self-sacrifice to please, to keep others' happiness, to sustain the general happiness of the place. Everyone is contributing something, level of love. That is the land, Vrindavan, Krishna consciousness, which has been given in Srimad Bhagavatam and Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev. He came to point out that in scriptures you will find different stages of advices, but the highest advice, even though the goal of life has been given to us, that Krishna consciousness, that Vrindavan consciousness. And that is also differentiated way we have to see in Vatsala Rasa, Tanvam, Sakha Rasa, Madhura Rasa, Sakiyo, Parakiyo, especially in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, almost everything is Parakiyo. Parakiyo means not the relations not acquired by any right, but only free choice, even crossing justice is a good thing. We cannot have any complaint against justice, but still mercy is higher thing. If we can conceive that, then we can conceive even the crossing the social law, the scriptural law rules. We venture towards the absolute truth. We cross the law of justice, the social law, the religious law, all these things. But towards whom? Towards Him who is the master of everything. He is really the master of everything. And the law distributes, this is yours, this is His, this is third man, in this way. There is justice. Justice means law. Law means adjustment of right between men. But when one is master, absolute master, how can law can come there? No law can come there. He is the absolute owner of everything. Absolute good, perfect. He should not be the owner. A defective person like me, he would have something right. The absolute intelligence, absolute loving tendency, the power must not be vested there. The absolute good. absolute power should be vested, distributed amongst the defective judgment. How, what is this? So in Vrindavan, above law, the good dictator, good, absolute owner, that sort of consciousness comes within. And also one thing is there, Yashoda, her affection is towards the child, but the apprehension in the background, the son say, the child does not belong to me. What is this? I may lose this child, and such affectionate child, I may be lost. Son, there are sons. In the background they say, that this, some say that he is God, some say he is Vasudeva's son. The God Gokhale sent by Vasudeva to give the name of Krishna. So there is a rumor that he is not my son, he is Vasudeva's son. Devaki's son is not my child. This sort of background pushes his affection to the highest intensity, that I may lose the object of my affection. My affectionate eyeball may be removed. So with much intensity, as much as possible, as her heart can command, with that love, affection, he comes to nurture the boy, to serve the boy. Mother's parents are also servants in some way. Sweet servants, at the cost of their life, they want to save the interest of this child. An ordinary servant, how can service he can, how much service he can render, he can give. But parents, they are also servants. The friends are also servants, confidential servants. Playing, sometimes taking on the shoulders in different way. All serving, but in different type, different sweeter type service, in this way. Parakya, friends also so, some say that he is not of our own rank. He is divine, he is Lord himself. Then we may lose his company. Then who, how will keep up our life if we cannot, we are not allowed to play with him in such a beautiful way, in a charming way? He is playing with us. If we are deprived of that, how can we keep up our life? Parakya. I can, it is not my right. The company which I get at present, it is not as a result of right, but I can lose any moment. It may be withdrawn from amongst us. This apprehension increases the intensity of their respective service and the love towards the prime cause. So this is Vrindavan, the land of love, the land of mercy, of course, from the Lord standpoint. As Krishna consciousness, Mahaprabhu wanted to give it. It is his domain, he is the guardian, he is the master of the highest there. And in Madhura, not to speak of, whole time engagement is possible only with the Lord in Madhura Rasa. And the apprehension of losing, of separation, is also in the most intensified degree. And so, the power of your Rasa in that sweet service, its intensity, in unestimable degree. In this way. This has been given by Lord himself, that Krishna and Radharani combined Mahaprabhu by himself.